Michigan has an apple problem on its hands. It's the country's third largest grower of apples after New York and Washington. But Michigan apples will soon be in short supply. The problem isn't the summer drought. It's a killing freeze that came late in April. Now it's harvest time statewide, and growers are picking only 10% to 15% of their normal crop. NPR's Noah Adams sent this report from an apple region in West Michigan known as the Ridge.
Standing on a hillside overlooking thousands of healthy but mostly barren trees, the Michigan State University Extension agent takes a sip of coffee and a deep breath, thinking about last April.
This spring 2012 is going to be probably one for the record books.
Amy Irish Brown lives right here on the Ridge and remembers the start of all this. It was last October. Very mild weather on into the winter, mostly rain, not snow. And then in March, it got up to the 80s, close to 90.
That mild winter, no frost in the ground, and as soon as that warm weather came and lasted for a whole week, the trees just started growing.
Buds appeared, blossoms, even tiny 5-millimeter apples.
Here on the Ridge, we made it until about the end of April. April 27th was a cold morning. We had some spots that got down to 24, 22 in some of these really low, cold areas.
The region called the Ridge is in the western part of the state near Lake Michigan. Actually, it's a series of ridges, some 800 feet high. About 65% of the entire Michigan crop comes from the Ridge.
My name is Joe Rash. I've been basically an apple grower full-time since 84. I always say we're 2 degrees from disaster most springs. And this year it caught up with us.
Joe Rash has orchards on several farms on the Ridge. The April night, when it started to get so cold, he took a nap and then got in his truck at midnight.
I was all over our farms. I've got 7 of the big, you see those wind machines down there, up on a pole, and they rotate every 5 minutes. And that's what we were doing all that night, is making sure the machines were running and watching the helicopters fly around, and people were burning hay bales and everything else, but I don't try to make supplemental heat. I don't know what you can do to heat up acres of countryside.
The apple harvest this year for Joe Rash, he figures, is less than 10% of his usual crop. Abel Balderas is Joe's foreman.
We usually have like 60, 70 workers. This year we got 20. Big difference.
Right. So the ones that you can't use, what do? How do they go?
I heard they went different states to work. Hopefully next year we have a better season and they come back.
About 75 apple growers on the Ridge and nearby take their fruit to Jack Brown Produce.
As the fruit comes out of the washing and drying operation, it's being singulated onto 6 lanes of this Durand Whalen grader that we have here. There is a camera for each lane, and as the fruit is going
on this sorting line, Gala apples go into 3-pound bags. The company president is John Schaefer, and we go sit in the lunchroom so he can outline the challenge ahead, and it's tough. A 15% harvest means the packing house will shut down for much of the year to come.
We are normally an 11-month of the year operation. We'll start packing when harvest starts about mid-August. And we will generally go into the following July. This year, I think it's going to be about the 1st of November when we finish.
No apples means no jobs, and the growers as well, without apples being sold from storage, won't have any more money coming in until the 2013 harvest.
The little goats are always the highlight. People love to go in there and hold them. Aren't they cute?
These baby goats are 1 week old. At Schwalier's Country Basket Farm Market, Judy and Phil Schwalier are the owners. They'll have cider and donuts, a corn maze, but no you-pick apples this time. So years from now, when the stories are told about the 2012 freeze and the harvest on the Ridge in West Michigan, here's what the Schwalier's will say about walking out into their orchards looking for fruit. They started naming the apples.
When we found our first apple, we gave it Alice, and then we found our second, just like the hurricanes, found our second one, we gave it Brian, and the third one, Camille. And we got up to Rachel, we found, in other words, about 20 apples. That's how short they are. There's none out there.
The value of the missing apples, Michigan State puts that figure at $110 million. That would have been wholesale money to the growers. But the people you talk to on the ridge, they all say next year, the 2013 crop, that's going to be a great one. The trees are resting and gathering strength. Noah Adams, NBR News.
This is NPR.